I would take credit for that, but it was purely accidental. I'm just glad I was able to recognize it.
Story of my life.
Is that how we got a podcast?
Greetings, Afro Posse. Buckle up for the sixth. It's the Afro Nothing Podcast.
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Wow.
And we're here, and we've got some bullshit in front of us.
Oh, man. Yes. Sticking with
James
our bullshit.
James is punishing me for something.
I like to think of it as heaven punishing you.
I love really. That it's James punishing you, but I'm pretty sure I'm the one that picked up and paid for this.
Oh, you
punch.
Did?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that. James carried it in, so I blame
that,
him.
Yeah. That is true.
Also, yeah. I just blame James.
And he also drove me
so there,
to the store
so
and did not
James.
Prevent me
no.
from
James,
buying.
This was all on James.
Yeah. In fact, I believe James giggled as we talked about how much this was going to piss you off. So,
a little.
You know, like, he's not, he might not be the main instigator, but he is an accomplice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still blame James.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Weirdly, James will too.
Yeah.
I've heard that about him.
Jack Daniel's Country Cocktails.
Yeah, what the hell is
Berry
it?
Berry Punch.
It's purple.
Contains alcohol. Oh, good.
Well, that'll help.
It looks like watered down Kool-Aid.
It really... It's got a nice light lavender color to it.
It looks like a very particular flavor of Mountain Dew. They had the
they had the
blackout or
something. No,
yeah.
it's a kind of a lilac-y, violet-y.
Yeah,
kind
ultraviolet. That was the name of the Mountain Dew.
Oh well, there you go. That's I mean, this isn't ultraviolet. I don't know. Does it glow in the dark?
Probably after you drink it, you glow in the dark.
Excellent.
But
well, now I
and then you die of radiation poisoning. All right, let's get this over with.
Better than working in a watch shop.
I get it.
Thank you.
Well, that tastes how it looks.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, that's not terrible.
I've had worse.
You have a strange definition of not terrible.
Like, well, again, this tastes like last week, I was like, it tastes like a melted freeze pop that has a little extra water in it. And that's what this tastes like, too.
Yeah, same. The
just
purple
a,
freeze pop.
Yeah, but, yeah, a different freeze pop.
Yeah.
That is not a pleasant aftertaste.
The blue raspberry and grape mixed together is what it tastes like to me.
Yeah. No, that's not... It's not the worst thing I've done to myself.
No. Oh. No.
However,
definitely.
I have done a lot of shitty things to myself. So that might be clearing a low bar.
It's not as bad as Kinky Blue.
No,
true.
Yeah, that was worse.
No, Kinky Blue is its own brand of what the fuck.
Well, that was a whole 10 ounces I can't get back.
Sucker.
I hate this. Would you like another one? Please.
Goodness, no. No, I drank it fast, so it was
what
gone.
Is it? It's green.
It is now no longer my problem.
Would you like another?
Goodness, no. No, I do not. I would like something else,
well,
is what I would
You have a bar, so.
I do.
That.
It's funny how it works.
Tempted to ask you what you've been up to so that you're stuck there talking about what you've been up to as opposed to making yourself a drink. But I might ask James what he's been up to first.
You might, but...
So anyway, this weekend was great for me.
Okay.
All right.
No, I had a very full weekend. On Friday... Joe and I had an impromptu fire.
I'm so sorry. I hope everything...
Well, it was an intended impromptu fire.
Oh, an intentional.
Yeah, it wasn't it wasn't a grease fire.
Okay.
It wasn't
grease fire.
Wasn't an electrical issue. It was, you know,
a fire impromptu.
Whoa.
What's weird is that impromptu and promptu I mean the same thing.
So anyway, Joe was like, I really want to have a fire. I'm like, that's a really good idea.
Mm.
So we invited some last minute friends to come over. And we had a fire and we had drinks. There was hanging out. There was shenanigans. It was a delightful time. And it's one of those things where, like, in the past we've done fires. Joe's had fires at his place when he had his own place. And didn't share with me. And yeah, like just hanging out by a fire is one of life's simple delights.
Truly.
And we have a fuck ton of firewood. And in fact, one of our guests brought more firewood because clearing out their house and they're I have a bunch of firewood. Let me drop it off.
All right.
I was like, yeah. And I was thinking like, you know, a couple of bundles. And it was like 8 bundles later. I'm like, well, we're set for it.
Oh, okay.
8 bundles later.
Yeah, the problem is that they always come in bundles of 8, but the buns are only in bundles of 6.
Oh my God, James. I mean, I'm mad at you.
Oh.
But that's also entertaining.
Fuck!
Oh no.
It's not recording from the microphones.
No. How's that? Yeah, that's way better.
Jumpy blue lines.
Oh, okay. So the first part is going to be really awkward? Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, the first part's going to be just right off. Yeah, it's going to sound like shit.
Well.
Hey, listeners, we appreciate you attempting to listen to our podcast.
We're attempting to record one, so it works out pretty well.
Piece of shit.
Well, shall we keep going?
Anyway.
Anyway.
You were saying.
So yeah, we had a fire, lovely drinks. We kept the fire going until it started to rain. Like roughly 2:30, at which point some people left and some people moved inside. And we continued to drink and talk.
Some say
and
you
then
can still hear their
about
voices.
4 o'clock, Joe just walked away. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And so I continued having the conversation I was having. And then about 10, 15 minutes later, Joe comes out and he's like, who wants a bite of omelet? And I'm like, did you just walk away in the middle of a conversation and go make a drunken omelet? And he's like, yes, I did.
You know,
do you want some or not?
I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah. So then we had drunken omelet and it was in fact delightful.
That does sound good.
But yeah. And then after drunken omelet, I was like, all right, maybe we should go to bed because we have things to do the next day. So, yeah, like about 5 a.m. went to bed, woke up about 11. Saturday was a bar crawl. I did not make it for the noon portion of that bar crawl, but we got to meet up with them at Brits at about 2 o'clock. Like, well, we got there at, like, 2:30, and then they showed up at 3, but, like, yeah, we got there, and Kesson was already there, so we had a lovely conversation with him.
Excellent.
And we crawled the bars. We crawled so many bars. This particular bar crawl...
You know, you could have just walked.
It's a bar crawl, not a bar walk, Salsa.
I know, but...
Yeah, it's not a Chinese restaurant.
Could have just walked. Just saying.
Okay, I'm mad at James for one reason, and I'm mad at you for a completely different reason. I want to be clear on this.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as we're both being matted at.
Yes.
Hi, honey. Welcome to the conversation.
Will,
how are you doing, Salsa?
I always have anger towards the both of you. That's just a baseline state.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was started in downtown, ended up in uptown. We know what? Bottoms up. So
yeah, from the bottom to the top.
Yes. And I think there were like 10 different bars.
Fuck.
Yeah, but the final stop is like literally 2 blocks away from my house. So it's like,
all right.
I just take
that
an Uber.
That is the way to do it.
Yeah. I take an Uber into downtown and then just wander my way back home drinking. I got 300 zone points on my Fitbit.
Oh, shit.
Zone points are when your heart rate is elevated to a certain extent. And then for like a minute, and then it like counts as a zone point. And it's basically like, you know, the higher your heart rate, the more you're burning. So my fitness tracker was like, hey, you're burning a lot.
Oh, this is a good thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, like, I don't think I've gotten 300 zone points in a day at Fest. So, yeah, I was very excited by that. I'm like, holy shit.
Time to do more heavy drinking?
I think it might be.
It's healthier, apparently.
It seems like.
maybe I need to do more cardio. Because, like, I do a lot of weights, but, yeah, not so much cardio. So maybe I just need to walk more. But to replicate the experiment
more cardio
properly,
and less Cardi B.
Wow. Yeah, no, I officially hate salsa more now, right now.
Yeah.
James, I hate you less than salsa right now.
Aww.
I made that up myself.
I wish you hadn't.
I'm honored.
It was a reference that I made up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
See, Cardi O. Cardi B.
See, it's Cardi just Cardi O.
But yeah, and it was this bar crawl happens every year with this specific clump of people, and it's always a good time to like meet up with people I haven't seen for like a year. Some of them I only see on this bar crawl, and just people I don't actively get to hang out with as much. And it's just, it's lovely to get caught up, re-meet, have conversations, silly and not silly. And I really appreciate having this bar crawl in my life. So
excellent.
So yeah, I did that. And then Sunday I did my regular grocery shopping with my family. Ran into one of the friends that I had had over Friday night. And I was like, I haven't seen you in like a month, and now I'm just seeing you twice in one weekend and all this
other
stuff.
Gotta stop eating like this.
Way too much.
Oh, God. But no, it was... I love it when you just kind of like randomly run into somebody you know when you're out and about.
Or in your case, when one of them runs into you with their car.
With their car.
Into your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get to tell that story. I actually told that story later Sunday evening when I went over to a friend's. They do a weekend-long birthday thing.
Oh, wow.
That's
fucking cool.
Yeah.
If you enjoy people and birthdays.
Poor Salsa's having an aneurysm over here. He's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, what part of that sounds good?
None of that sounds good. I don't like my birthday at all, let alone an entire fucking weekend. Good God, no.
I mean, I've done an entire week, so. But, yeah, it's a friend from college, one of my sorority sisters, actually, and also did theater, so, you know, cool. And it was fun to get caught up and learn about new exciting things in the life. There was some grilling, there was just sitting around chit-chatting. And then I got home. And I was like, I'm going to watch a show. And Joe was passed out on the couch. And I was like, aw.
Yeah.
Well. I could go to one of the other three different television sets we have in the house, but I wanted to watch it on this couch. I know, right?
Times are tough.
It must be so hard for you.
So difficult.
She's actually right now writing a one-woman show for Fringe to get waitlisted.
Yeah. It's I haven't finished it yet, and it's already waitlisted.
Jenna's Kampf.
Oof.
But yeah, it was a very full weekend. I did not work out on Sunday. I was not a good place to be working out on Sunday.
What a coincidence. Neither did I.
Didn't you? So, but otherwise, yeah, like super full weekend. And I just, my little extrovert heart is so happy having seen so many people over the weekend.
That's
like, I was talking with Joe today and he was like, so are you topped off on your extrovert bullshit or what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling great. He was like, cool. I'm going to go hide in my cave again. But yeah, that was pretty much my weekend.
Awesome.
Friday was a Ville social meetup.
Ooh.
We sang karaoke in somebody's backyard.
Nice.
Which was super fun. Just had a real nice time. I was driving home and I spotted somebody laying down on a bench, and it looked like they were getting comfortable next to a bus stop. So I didn't have the opportunity to stop right away, but I was like, you know what? There's a Taco Bell nearby. I'm gonna grab some food. I've got a little bit of cash. I'm gonna swing by. I'm gonna see if they're still there. And by the time that I came back, they had left. I ended up having like a warm, happy evening of watching Friends sing favorite songs, and then accidental Taco Bell. So it was nice. Saturday, I had like fucking two main goals. On Saturday, one was to go help some friends to put together a nursery, and the other was to go to the planetarium with housemates because it was, I think, both of their first times ever going to a planetarium.
Wow.
Yeah. So definitely worth celebrating, an occasion to mark. It ended up being much earlier in the day than I had expected. I had expected that it would be in the afternoon, so I was thinking, yeah, I'm gonna go help with the nursery, and then I'm gonna go to the planetarium, and that will be a nice reward, and I can fall asleep looking at the stars after a day of busyness. That was not how things worked out. We went to the very excellent Bell Museum.
The Bell.
They are they have very early hours, and they close quite early as well. So we went to a super fun thing about Minnesota winter skies and Minnesota summer skies, and it was like it weirdly reminded me of going on the Jungle Cruise because the host had jokes. About stuff. It was great. It was a very fun time. Then a lot of people had bought museum admission, and our tickets included museum admission. So we wandered around the museum, and then we were going to go get food, and I was going to fuck off home in order to get changed and head over and help them finish out the day of prepping the nursery. And everyone was like, oh no, but they close at 4, so if we're gonna see stuff in the museum, we gotta see it now. And so that is what happened, and then everybody wanted to go and get food, so we went and got food, and we got excellent food. Like, we got fucking amazing food. There's an Ethiopian place, I'll have to, it's a Bole, Cafe Bole is the Bole. Yeah. With the little mark above the E and everything. And their food was fucking amazing. And that was where Jax and I discovered that in that social circle, we are the elder gays. We're the elder queers. And just like the mom and dad of that group. So, that was a very weird realization, but not a bad one. The rest of the group was going to go get drinks at Tattersall, and I excused myself to go home and change so that I could go and help. And I got home and sent a message and was like, hey, I'm about to change. How are things going? And got a message back that was like, we're all done.
So you missed out on Tattersall for nothing.
Not for nothing. I then sat in a cool, dark room by myself playing video games for a while, which, Salsa, I feel if anyone can appreciate the magnificence of this on a Saturday
over
afternoon.
Over a distillery? You don't know me at all.
Then, well, no, I'm not comparing it to the distillery, but I'm saying you can appreciate that this was also a good choice.
Not over a distillery.
Well, oh, wow.
That's fair. I didn't expect to win with salsa. That's no. Okay.
Yeah, I never expect to win with salsa.
No.
And no one ever expects to win with salsa.
The salsa winning
again. No, I was trying to make it work. Never mind.
No. Yeah. So, it was a fine day, but I wish that I had been able to help friends more. And then Sunday was a day spent with my sister playing old PlayStation video games. Mm-hmm. And my sister had said, well, we're going to go get absolutely, like, crammed full of sushi, and then we're going to play a bunch of PlayStation video games, and then I've got a beef roast and potatoes and stuff slow cooking. So then we're going to eat that and watch something. And she introduced me to a fabulously violent show, which is super fun to watch. Blue Eye Samurai is very good. Okay. It is violent. It is sexual, but it is
not for the kiddies.
Good. No, not even a little bit. Not from second one. It is immediately not okay for children. But it's very well animated. It's very well written, and it is it is super fun to watch. And I've at least the episodes that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no idea how it ends, so I can't make any fucking promises. But went home, collapsed, just
thump.
Went to bed early. Yeah.
Right.
Not a bad time. That was my weekend. I'm stressed out about figuring costumes for Convergence. So I've been spending a shit ton of brain power on figuring out who looks like me to have that costume.
I had a pretty chill week, actually. Like, I mean, aside from work. Yeah, I know, right?
Gross.
No, my kids sent my kids off to camp this weekend. They're gone all week. So it's going to be very quiet in my house. Thank you. The kids got done with school and promptly went insane.
Oh, yeah.
I believe this, yeah. I remember those days.
Yeah.
Find one lodged in a couch cushion, not even sure how they got there. The other one is climbing around at the ceiling using only their toes.
We have the router is set to disable the internet at 11.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they know this.
Yes.
And we're like, you can absolutely watch some TV in the morning, you know, watch some Lego Ninjago. Lego Ninjago in the mornings, but at 11 the internet's going to turn off and you need to go outside or do something else.
Yes. Right.
That isn't staring at a screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like good parenting.
And it's like been working fine, but yeah, they go stir crazy real fast. when they're home all day. Multiple days on end, because there's only so many, you know, ways that they can turn the, you know, tower in the backyard into a fort before they get bored with it and have to go do something else. So there's been already so many fights have broken out between the two of them because one is just irritating the other one on purpose, but totally pretending not to do it on purpose like siblings do, you know. But so it's, I mean, my kids love each other, but after a week in the same house together, they're done.
Yeah.
So
getting them off to camp, it's I'm not going to have to.
Saved everybody's sanity, is that what I'm hearing?
I'm not going to have to storm upstairs in the middle of a meeting and screaming at them for jumping on the, doing whatever the fuck they're doing directly above my office while I'm trying to talk to a client.
yeah.
You know, things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so they'll be gone for a week, and we'll, this is a camp that they've been at a couple times already, and when we dropped them off, like, some of their counselors were like, we remember you from last year.
Huh.
So yeah, I think they're going to have a great time.
Good.
But that also meant, like, we could go have dinner with my sister-in-law last night.
Aww.
And we did, and it was delightful.
Oh, yay!
All right, just hanging out. We played some board games together, because we didn't have to get home. Get the kids to bed or anything like that.
Excellent.
Oh, that's delightful.
I know,
right? Did you play anything new and fun?
Nothing new, and but definitely fun. We played Disney's Villainous.
Oh.
Have you played this at all?
I have not.
You all play Disney villains.
Strike checks out.
And it's an interesting game in that there's multiple iterations of Villainous. There's like a Star Wars Villainous and a...
Are you sure you haven't played the Disney Villainous one? I thought that was one of the board game things we did.
I have not.
All right.
It's an interesting game in that you each villain has their own separate... like win
goal
state
sure
that they're trying to go for, and everything is pretty self-contained. It, like, you have your own deck of cards just for your character. And so, like, there's no like cards or anything happening cross table. It's just you are on your turn, you're doing things in your world. Trying to reach a win state while other people are trying to. The only thing that you are able to do to other people is, in certain situations, you can put heroes in their world.
Ah.
So I've got my little world, like the game we played, I was Captain Hook.
Oh, excellent.
And so, like, other players are able to, at certain points, put, like, Peter Pan or Wendy or Little John or the Lost Boys in my world, and then they mess with, you know, things that I have to resolve.
Sure.
Another person was playing King John from, and so, like, Robin Hood and Friar Tuck and Lady Cluck and all of those, like, can get put in their world that they have to deal with before they're able to continue on. So it's kind of interesting in that respect.
Reminds me of Guardians of the Multiverse, or but competitive. Instead of collaborative.
Not familiar with that one, but yeah.
Same.
It is. Sure. But yeah, it's very fun little game, and I enjoy it because every time you play it, it's like you just play as a different character, and it's a different game. But
yeah. It's one of the reasons that I love, like, Red Dragon Inn.
Sure.
Which also has, like, separate decks for everybody.
Oh, okay.
And and that kind of thing. But then there's an overarching mechanic of getting other people to drink. So you're putting drinks in front of them.
Oh, okay.
And also gambling.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Jessa first played that one when she was 10.
Nice.
That seems like,
correct. Yeah.
But yeah, so had fun. Had barbecue pork and had some... my sister-in-law, you know how you watch something on TV and you're like, that's really cool? My sister-in-law actually does that. Like, we watch Max Miller.
Sure.
And Tasting History with Max Miller. And I have made a couple things there, mostly their pies. But a lot of it's just like, this is really interesting. I'm mostly watching for the history. The cooking's cool, too. Maybe I'll do that someday. Whereas my sister-in-law actually goes... that looks good. I'm going to make it this weekend.
Yeah.
And then she does. So we had this pork barbecue recipe that Max Miller did on Tasting History. It was delightful. And then, played board games. And then went home when we fucking wanted to, because we didn't have to be home. And it was great.
How did you feel about not having the children around again, Salsa? I missed it.
I missed them so terribly.
I gather that there are really two ages that you look forward to. The first one is when you can send them away to summer camp
and for the Paleolithic weeks.
And the second is when they can start mowing the lawn for you.
Oh, no, that is a pretty good age.
Yeah.
I did like that one.
Other than that, my wife did a craft fair yard sale thing. at a friend of ours's. They have this like backyard.
Yeah.
They turn their backyard into a craft fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife had some of her stuff there, and my sister-in-law had some of her stuff there, and my mother-in-law had some of her stuff there, and they sold things at this craft fair over the weekend and stuff like that. So
this sounds correct.
Mm-hmm. Which left me able to be at home to just get things done that have been piling up that haven't been able to get done because, you know, I've been at Renaissance festivals and things like that.
Hmm.
Like, I was able...
Have you been?
I was able to finally build the firewood rack and get the firewood moved to the firewood rack.
Shit.
That and does sound really good.
It looks so much nicer now, and there's not this spot in our backyard that's just a pile of wood.
Yeah.
You know, it's all neatly stacked in its rack by the shed, and, like, trimmed the tree around the power lines. Things like that.
Mm.
You know, just house maintenance that has been piling up that I haven't been able to get to. So, did a lot of that.
I'm glad that you survived.
Hmm?
Trimming trees by power lines?
I was trimming the trees, not the power lines. It was fine.
Okay.
By way of power line?
Yeah.
I mean, like, in both circumstances, the ground can be harming. It can be deadly to you.
I was using a pole saw.
Okay.
I was on the ground. I wasn't going to fall.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my weekend. It, honestly, pretty relaxed and good. Hmm. And now I'm getting ready for next week, this coming weekend.
But are you going to be doing something this coming weekend?
Nah.
Oh, all right. What about Casimir?
Oh, yeah, he'll be doing something.
Okay.
A golden sword.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we take a break?
Yeah, I think we better have.
Yeah, why not?
All right, we'll do that.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
It was never more obvious that we and monkeys had a common ancestor.
There you go.
Then frustrated masturbation.
Are we back?
Frustrated masturbation is my Led Zeppelin cover band.
Frustrabation. Yes.
Frustrabation.
No, frustrated masturbation.
No, that's frustrated masturbation.
That's my concept album.
Oh, there you go. But are we back?
Music to spank your monkey.
Frustrated masturbation is my one man band cover of Bare Naked Ladies music. Or Bloodhound Gang. Bloodhound Gang cover one man band.
Frustrated masturbation is my bluegrass cover of Prince.
Hmm.
Frustrated masturbation is my sex tape, and it does really well.
Now we're back. I'm Salsa.
James.
And I'm Jenna.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
Look, I'm just saying, we perceive it differently between dudes and chicks.
Yeah.
You're frustratedly masturbating. Mm-hmm. That's got a different vibe to it than if I were frustratingly masturbating.
Yeah.
Somehow it's hot when I do it. Fucking it's just awkward when I do it.
Double standards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men have it so hard in this world. Yeah. And then shortly thereafter, it's no longer hard.
Yeah. When you flash someone in the club, it's fine.
Yeah.
When someone flashes me in the club, it's also fine. No double standard there, actually.
Huh.
That's how that works, right?
Sure, okay. Honey.
All right. Hey, what are we going to talk about?
God, I don't know. Did we talk about what we're going to talk about?
We did, but you don't know what we're going to talk about.
Oh,
because neither do I.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds ominous.
I know. We're going to do something we haven't done in a long time. We're going to bring up a random word generator. And we're going to pick a word, and we're going to talk. We're going to riff, as the kids say.
Ooh, it's like the jazz of podcasting.
Oh. Oh, there are so many things wrong. Everywhere, what? But especially with that.
It's the soft jazz of podcasting.
It's the elevator muzak of
jazz of podcasting. Is that like the unappetizing German food?
I mean, to be fair, some days I'd rather have the jazz, some days I'd rather have the German food. Anyway, do we have a word salsa?
Yeah, let's bring up a word.
Do you want me to play a thing? Hold on.
Something, something, jizz music.
I had my finger on a different button and I went, nope, we're switching that.
Sure you did. So the word that it came up with was shaft, and I'm hitting the button again.
Too late, already doing it.
No, because we're doing something else there. Firefighter.
Firefighter?
I mean, I can still talk about masturbation with this shaft. One, but...
I mean, weirdly...
A firefighter's pole? Is that where this is going?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, but, you know about, like, firefighter calendars, like...
shaft.
Yes.
So, somebody that I dated very recently,
shaft.
That I am still friends with, shaft? We flirted a
I'm just talking about
lot
shaft.
In college,
uh-huh.
a lot, to uh-huh. the point where people thought that we were going out,
uh-huh.
but, she had a boyfriend somewhere else, and the idea was that I was,
you say that like it's a preventative in any way, shape.
For her, it was, she did not want to. And later, I found out that she was kind of hoping that I was just, like, gonna drive her home after a party and then stay over. But that's not who I am or I do.
You get permission.
Right. But she was hoping that I would ask.
I see.
But... I wanted to be very respectful.
But you weren't going to put her in that position.
Correct. So, but, you know, we were, you know, just sort of flirty, splashy. And so at some point, we're all, a group of, like, four of us are hanging out in her hotel room at a speech conference thing.
Okay.
One of the speech meets. Because we were so flirty, tickling happened. Tickling broke out. And her immediate and frantic response at some point, because she started laughing, and I was like, great, more.
Yeah.
And she, like, shoved herself away from tickling, which, fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She... didn't realize that the beds had a space between the bed and the wall.
Right.
And she just went, whoop. And it turned out that she had, like, very badly twisted her ankle.
Oh, no.
On the landing. And therefore, I felt I had twisted her ankle.
You did. You're a terrible person.
So
we
immediately went to look for help, and the only first responder in the building was a young firefighter who
with his shirt off but wearing the suspenders.
And they're married now.
He was wearing a shirt that really left nothing to the imagination.
One,
like,
of those skin
just
tight,
like built young dude, like, this shirt was painted on his action figure.
Yep.
So he came in and he was, like, looking at the at her ankle and was like, you know, how does this feel? And she's tongue tied.
Yep. In pain, obviously.
Right, of course.
Yes.
And I after he got us ice packs and things like that, and was like, all right, you just be careful with it. Do you have someone who can walk around with you? And I was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, the idiot that.
Yeah, that would be me.
Helped participate.
And he looked at you and went, do you have someone actually who can do it?
Yeah, if it were me, I would have offered to carry
you. And then he kicked sand in your face.
Right.
Yep.
A weakling weighing 98 pounds. Yeah, so,
I absolutely have the next story after this.
I apologized profusely. I was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, I mean, yeah, this sucks, but honestly, that was okay. That
he was touching me for a while.
It's
all right.
That was an okay ending to that story. Yeah. That is still something that we laugh about.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, anytime you can end up in bed with a firefighter. Kind of under the bed
with him touching you
between the sheets.
Yeah.
I once twisted my ankle. This was at a Renaissance festival. And
have you done Renaissance festivals?
Yeah, you know, once or twice.
Oh, okay.
No. So it was about 16, 17, and like one of my friends had a huge crush on Johnny. I twisted my ankle. And my dad was like, I'm going to help. I'm like, no, you're going to hurt yourself. Go away. That's not. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're going to make the situation worse. So I'm slowly walking my way towards first aid. And Johnny comes by and he's like, oh, well, I got you. And just picks me up. And Johnny was the prince at this time.
Yep, sure.
And just picks me up.
For those of you who don't, by the way, know who Johnny is that we're talking about, Johnny is pretty.
He's very pretty. He's a very pretty man.
He's a very pretty.
He made a very pretty prince. He makes a wonderfully distinguished pretty lifts. King. And yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah,
he does lift bra.
This is jealousy making material right here for many people.
Sure, for many people. For me, it's my brother Johnny.
It's Johnny, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like my kind of like maybe a stepbrother, like yeah. not one that you're, you know.
Johnny's a guy that
yeah.
we hang out with and
sure.
yeah.
make crude jokes with each other. Like it's Johnny.
Yeah, it's just Johnny. He's the guy that threatened my baby daddy when he found out.
Yeah.
that I had a baby daddy.
Yeah.
Like And, yeah, he's a wonderful person. And, yeah, so, like, he just, you know, he's a few years older than me and just kind of swooped, picked me up, carried me towards first aid. And as we were getting to first aid, this friend of mine that had this massive crush on him.
This ex-friend of mine.
kind of. No. She was walking out and she just kind of stops. And looks at me in Johnny's arms as he's the Prince Charming is carrying me to first aid. And we go past her.
Strange, he wasn't wearing shining armor, but somehow
it was just there. It just suddenly appeared. Yeah, so we walk past her and I look over the shoulder and she's mouthing at me like, "You bitch, I fucking hate you. I'm so jealous." And I'm like,
God damn.
I twisted my fucking ankle. What do you want?
I'm like, I'm hurt, and my brother is helping me, yeah. and it's weird that you're jealous that my brother is helping me, but, like, I do also get it, because he is very pretty, and he has very nice arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, yeah, that is my, he's not a firefighter, but basically fits kind sure. of the,
yeah, no,
the
yeah, vibe we're on, of the situation. We're on tangent of tangent
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
I have my story. Is I had a summer job in New York State.
And he twisted his ankle.
I did not twist my ankle.
Carried out.
But this, I get there and.
The twist is he was the firefighter. The
twist is
time.
He was the ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's. God damn it, I'm really angry about that. I'm even more mad that it took me 2 seconds to catch up. Fuck you.
What a twist. I'm going to Shyamalan all over this shit.
What a twisted ankle.
No, I get there and I am staying in this, like, below ground, like, place where they rent out to summer employees of this place under this house. And there is 3 bedrooms, and 2 of the bedrooms are
pairs of women, and then I'm sharing the last bedroom with this other guy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the other guy, we hardly ever saw him.
Okay.
Like, he had, like, he'd come and, like, sleep there, but then he'd go and hang out with other people that he knew.
Sure.
Which was fine. I get this. Like, we never, but the other five of us didn't know anybody else.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, we just hung out together.
All right.
So it was like, meet these people. We're having a great time. First day of work, I go to the orientation. I meet a bunch of my coworkers, you know. And yeah, all's good. Get back that evening, back to the house, and the other four are like, we're going to go to the mall. You want to come? And I'm like, yeah, fuck why? Sure, yeah, we'll go to the mall. So we all go to the mall.
As people did. In the before times.
Yes. Right.
In the very early long time ago.
When dinosaurs roamed the earth.
So we're walking through the mall, and it's me and four women, and they see Victoria's Secret, and so we go.
Sure.
And me,
all right.
I'm just like, whatever, I will go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we all go into Victoria's
Secret. Let's see what the big deal is about underwear, but exactly. Sure.
Fine, whatever. So I am in Victoria's Secret, standing there, and who should I see but... my new coworker, senior most guy, been there for many years, walking down the hall. He sees me. He doesn't stop. He doesn't slow down. He keeps walking, but he makes eye contact with me.
Maintain eye contact.
And he grins. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, this is going to bite me in the ass tomorrow. Next day, met work, I'm at orientation, mm-hmm. He comes in the room, he sees me, fucking shit-eating grin. He's like, I know something, I'm going to embarrass the shit out of the new guy. And so he, in a loud voice, he's like, so, saw you in Victoria's Secret yesterday. And I looked at him and I go, yeah. I've been here 2 days, and I was in Victoria's Secret with four women. How long have you been here?
Well.
And that shut him up.
Yep.
He never gave me shit the rest of the time.
Nice.
I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Oh, no, firefighters. My sister's a firefighter.
That's
my younger sister is a volunteer firefighter for my hometown.
Nice.
And I was... Simultaneously super excited and super jealous.
Yeah.
Because when I was in college, a friend of mine had told me about DNR firefighting.
Mm. Yes.
It's a training that you
do not resuscitate. Yes.
Oh.
Do not resuscitate firefighting. You just watch them burn. But if there are, if you do like controlled burns for, you know, for wetlands and natural resources and like ditches and things like that to make sure that the
fire
whole fucking
spread.
Boundary waters doesn't go up in flames.
Yeah.
And this was something that I was like, that's really cool. I want to do that. I want to
set things on fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just I like fire, and learning more about it and learning to fight fire and know things and have classes on fire.
Right.
I thought was really cool. It was, and plus.
You thought that because it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just something that I always intended to do, and life just never gave me the time.
The lemons.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was always like, in order to do these classes, you need to be, you need to have this, you need to pay this, mm-hmm. and you need to be in this location for these days. And it was just like, I could never put the money and the time and the location together.
Sure.
To make that work.
Yeah.
And so, so suddenly there's my sister. She's like, by the way, I'm a certified firefighter now. And part of me was like, but I was going to be the firefighter.
Aww.
But it's okay. I gave her shit. I was like, that's okay. I start fires.
Yeah.
You start fires and she finishes them.
Uh-huh. So.
Oh, God, that's got to be really weird when you guys go to a barbecue together.
Just some time, Gary.
That's the weirdest cartoon. Sibling rivalry ever. That, I mean, my brother and I have done fire stuff together.
Yep.
Because Steve used to work with Fantasy, and I mean, ostensibly I did the first year, but we weren't playing around with fire anymore.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but, like, I had learned outside of that. And there were a few, like, for high charity, even. We set a goal, if you get certain amount of dollars in this hour or these 2 hours, we would do some fire stuff.
I remember that.
And, like, we've done other stuff. I think he has my poi right now. I'm like, yeah, wait, shit. One year, for his birthday, I actually gave him a copper torch stems with holes drilled in it that I decorated with little beaded monkeys. But, like, I did a wrap grip with beaden wire.
Oh, so the copper wire wrap or his? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that. But also with the beads, so that there was a nice grip.
I don't remember the bead one, but I do remember the copper wire wrap ones.
There were a few. Well, I think Adam used to make those as a side welding test project thing. So I got some from him.
I see.
And then I did wire and bead wrap with them. Gotcha, so gotcha. I think there were some wire wrap ones that were Adam's that he did, but then there was a special set that
that makes sense because my wife dated Adam years ago and also has she's got like square stock that have the wire wrap.
I have a few different kinds because I also dated Adam a while ago,
and then my brother was roommates with Adam. Who have not dated Adam. The few of you that there must be.
Must there be?
I feel
do
feel
get like, around.
Yeah. To the two or three of us who have not dated Adam and have no idea what's happening, don't worry. I'm lost too.
Adam,
and that's okay.
Adam is a person who does metalworking and also plays with fire.
Excellent.
And so made torch things. Made
very cool.
Specific materials for different types of torch shenanigans. But
excellent.
And made them easily decoratable and customizable with just by putting a couple of holes towards the bottom.
Very cool.
But yeah, so like, yeah, my brother and I still will borrow each other's fire toys. It's just like, and I remember like, so when Jessa was growing up, because I used to do the end of the day fire blast and, or end of the season fire blast, and I don't anymore, but when Jessa was really little, she was like, I want to learn how to do that because it's cool.
It is.
Right?
Because it is.
And the rule I had established was you can't do anything with fire until you turn 16. Because if you are old enough to drive a car and kill people and yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, you know.
Sure.
That seems like a fair age. And then by the time she got to 16, she's like, no, that's stupid. I'm like, all right, it is. You probably shouldn't learn to do that.
You're
so
not
great.
Wrong. It hurts, but you're not wrong.
Right? She's like, that's not
doesn't
safe.
Even hurt. We know.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. It can. Anyway, but yeah, so being able to trade fire toys with my brother, it's a fun sibling activity that not everybody gets to.
Mr. Rogers says it's good to share.
Together. Yeah,
the siblings that fire together, all
tire together,
hang out,
and play video games together as well.
Also, that's that
very true.
I started talking with no idea where I was going.
Yeah,
with that.
I noticed.
Yeah. That's the subheading for this podcast.
That's kind of my that's my
that's
move.
Your move. Yeah,
that's my move. Yeah.
I had always wanted to be a volunteer firefighter, but I have.
I feel like we probably did for very different reasons.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James actually wanted to help service the community.
He wanted to help people, and I just wanted
to burn things.
Play with fire.
Yeah.
But
it takes a village.
No, I
don't burn the village down.
I did not end up getting to do that.
Village.
And then it takes the smoking leveled ruins of a village.
A raised village.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes a raised village to raise a child.
It takes a child to raise a village.
Oh my god. Oh, fuck.
All right.
Oh, I love that.
Good. Good.
Yep. Yeah, no.
So I started I started dating somebody who worked with the DNR, and she became a firefighter for those emergency situations, and that was super cool and very attractive, but also when she was called away for those things, like, I had trouble sleeping. I was just, because it was the kind of thing where they were all issued emergency shells, like a little reflective blanket, basically.
Okay.
That would form an instant pop-up shelter around them.
Okay.
That would protect them as long as they were not directly in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But there is a proximity and a line of sight at which you are not in the fire, but where you will still be very badly hurt by the fire.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
this is just a barrier.
Yeah, this is just a shield. Yeah. And since she had spent, 2 days of training going through that particular item of equipment, like, that's scary when the person that you've been with for however many years is going to fight fires, and you know about that.
You know of its existence.
And you're like, it's not just the fear of catching fire or being burned by touching fire. Mm-hmm. It is that the heat is so intense that being near the fire is enough to just flat out fucking kill you.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
That is, it's a lot.
Yeah, your oven isn't in the fire, it's near the fire.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I never thought of it that way. God damn it.
Well, then we've all learned something.
Have we?
Eh. I probably won't learn from this.
Yeah.
Then I know I've learned something.
Should we take a break?
That sounds like a great idea.
All right, we're going to raise a village, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Everything I do is ladylike. Suck my dick. Suck it.
Suck it long.
And suck it hard.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... the real... Stefan Senpai.
Oh.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. That's the problem. So do I.
I have trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... It's a trap.
Yeah, it's... And well, the real is in parentheses.
Oh.
Oh, God, I don't trust it even more now.
Yeah, so I'm...
Fuck this.
Are you sure it's not the real Stefan Senpai?
The real.
Yeah.
Stefan Senpai.
Stefan Senpai of the real.
Hmm.
Maybe.
How is real spelled?
The same way real is.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck.
God damn it.
Already backed into a corner.
Yeah.
opening thoughts. I can neither confirm or deny.
Oh, shit.
This is not Stefan.
Okay.
Stefan would have written nor deny.
Ooh.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah. Little typo there just makes me leave. Either that or Stefan was in a hurry, but I'm
going to... I mean, that can happen. You got to bang out a quick five. And
that's true.
Then like move out in front of the Jeep.
Yeah, like a monkey on a trail, sometimes you got to bang out a five. I can neither confirm or deny that there is a theme.
Oh.
I'm going with Rababa. I think it's Rababa.
I love how we have just lost all trust.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, fuck it. This is Rababa.
Trust is broken.
Yes.
We can never trust again.
Yeah. In accordance with security policies, zero trust.
Yep. Yeah. Make sure that your questions contain a capital letter and a character.
A special character.
Yes. And we're one number.
Characters.
Question number one. Book or worm?
Book or worm?
The early bird gets the worm,
mm-hmm.
but the late
the night bird owl
gets the book.
The night owl stays up reading
the book.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I was thinking in a magic system
also gets to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
Do you
ooh. One,
huh?
A two, a three,
crunch. Three.
We all grew up at a specific time in history, yes. didn't we?
So, I was thinking, in a magic system, do you get your magic from taking life from something or by learning the spells?
Oh, I thought you were going to say from reading spells and learning or from a parasite.
Ooh.
I mean...
Ooh, I'll take the parasite. I will matrix that shit. Well, if you just give me magic as opposed to having to spend time on it.
That is an interesting... Mm.
Like Fry learning the holophoner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that.
That would be an interesting, like, magic exists Battlefish. In this world, but it's because they're infected. In your
intestine? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're infected by something that's slowly killing them.
Jesus. Yeah. That is compelling. Huh. Yeah, but I think...
the spice must flow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's, did you enjoy the Dune book, or did you enjoy the Dune popcorn bucket?
I do not want. Do not want. Fuck you.
Salsa, the popcorn bucket looks...
like suggestive. A bucket?
No.
No, it does not look like a bucket. No, that's the problem. It looks like a worm. It looks like a worm.
Yeah.
How do you get the popcorn? Where's the... It's a bucket that looks like a worm?
It looks like a sandworm coming up out of the sand, and
so that's you
the
reach top. Through its mouth to get to the popcorn?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And that's my understanding,
but
yeah.
Yeah, there's a hole in the top of a popcorn bucket.
I mean, that's how you get the popcorn out.
It kind of looks like a dick, salsa, is what we're trying to say.
It looks like something you would put your dick into, which has been the internet's fervor for it. Yes.
What?
You put your dick in a box.
Dick in the popcorn box.
Yeah.
One.
Cut the hole in
cut a hole in a box.
And that's where they
That's where they stopped.
Hopefully. Yeah. Okay.
How can it be gay if it's your popcorn?
Anyway, okay, so book or worm.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to wake up earlier than I want to. Like I tend to wake up fairly early regardless of my desires, and I do have to go to bed at a certain time now, so I can't stay up late reading like I used to, so
no,
I think I'm going to go worm.
I absolutely will stay up late reading a book, even if I do, for some godforsaken reason, have to get up early in the morning. I will still be up late reading.
Yeah. You've made your choices.
They're not bad. I used to do that all the time. Yeah. And now, here's the fun thing. I have problems reading for long periods of time now. Mm-hmm. Because my eyes get itchy and dry. Oh. And I found out that this is yet another symptom of perimenopause.
Really?
Oh.
Because estrogen actually helps you produce more tears.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not, and I'm not talking about, like, women crying type thing. Yeah, no, estrogen as a hormone, one of the things it does is help facilitates watery eyes and keeping your eyes wet. So when your body suddenly doesn't have as much of that, your eyes get dried up used to faster.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So, fascinating. Yeah. I found that out and I typed it to my little ladies group and they're like, oh my God, that's what this bullshit is. And I'm like, I know, right? Mm. So, I don't.
Yet another reason that being a dude is easy mode.
God.
Like, in case y'all still, for some fucking reason, don't think that you have privileges.
I miss reading for several hours before I finally closed my book at 2 a.m. And now I just can't. It's very annoying. That's too
bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it sucks.
I would absolutely hate that. Reading is
bad. Also, I get tired earlier now, too.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah. The early bird special at Old Denny's. Country Buffet.
Yeah.
And then go to bed at 7.
Not surprised by this at all.
No. Jenna was born in 1827. So.
Yes.
When dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Dinosaurs, 1827 is not dinosaur times, James. That's not.
No, but everything was still in black and white. Yes. So.
The whole world was in black and white at that point, but dinosaurs had already left.
Your
sense of time is way off.
We didn't get color until Dorothy went to Oz.
Yeah.
And then, Yeah.
And then all the white people said, why are all these colors here?
Oh, my God.
It was a bad time to be around.
Well, all right. We've been canceled. Ready to go home?
I don't think we've been canceled for that.
Shit. We should be.
I know. No, I think hey. you get a little bit more like anytime the word is just used as opposed to an understanding.
That was just social commentary there, James.
Yeah.
I wasn't disparaging anything there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whew.
Talking about it isn't bad. Talking about it is how we bring these things to light, James.
That's you making a good point for a bad reason.
Okay, I will give you that one.
I'm technically correct, which is the best kind of correct. I'm gonna definitely book. Question number two. Or four.
I prefer wearing glasses to contacts. I've never been good with contacts. And see, aforementioned about not having as much water in my eyes as I used to have.
Very fair.
Just can't.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate it.
So which is contacts and which is glasses?
Glasses would be four.
Four eyes?
Because you're a four eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah.
But glasses are just part of my face now. Like, my internal mental image contains glasses.
Also that.
I think I look weird without them.
Also, I have a tiny head, and so having magnification for my eyes just, I think, makes them pop more. Sure. So, yeah.
This may surprise someone, but I'm ADHD.
What?
And remembering to take them out at the end of the day or put them in sometimes. I literally have had days where executive dysfunction has just not, and I've just gone to bed. Like, my brain is going, you should take your contacts out. And my body's just going, I'm going to bed now. And so I've just gone to bed with contacts in, which is something you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And, right. And like I said, my brain will be like, you should probably do this. And my body's like, yeah, I'll be over here.
Right.
Yeah. And then I will take them out and then I'll wear glasses for 3 days because putting them in is so much of a faff. And like, I just, it became such a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted contacts and I wore them for years, but they never
were comfortable. I never got into a routine with wearing them. It was just like, I just finally just said, fuck it. And I wear glasses now.
Yeah.
Also, well, I have pair eyewear. I wear different toppers on my glasses.
You accessorize. The first time hearing about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked.
Have you not been paying attention, James?
Oh, I'm so
She's been
sorry.
Talking about this like multiple times. Seriously,
oh my God.
James.
Wow. James.
That's so very rude of you.
Incredibly
Seriously.
Insensitive of
very
me.
Rude
How
of
very
you not
salsa
to...
of you.
Yeah, this podcast has enough salsa. Yeah.
Two or four? 6'8", who do we appreciate? I had to.
Two wheels or four wheels?
Oh, good.
Nice.
Motorcycle or ATV, which is more fun?
ATV.
ATV.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah. I would love to have a little motorcycle.
Yes.
Just like a little 100cc
Same.
Motorcycle yeah. just to get around town.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
I don't have an ego that I need to satiate by getting a big fucking hog to drive around. I will absolutely putt around in a moped.
Yeah.
But I just like to go just down the street and get mm-hmm. like I think it would be really useful to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see like a lot of the like vintage Suzukis and Yamahas and Hondas mm-hmm. that are like 100 to 250 or maybe 300. 300's because I haven't done a lot mm-hmm. of
yeah
a lot of motorcycle riding. That's kind of my upper range for my learning period.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like some of those like a Grom. I would love to get a Honda Grom.
I was coming home with the kids the other day, yeah. and there was a couple on two little Hondas,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I wish I knew what that was, because that's what I want. And it was just this little yeah. Honda motorcycle.
It might be a Grom. I found out that they are not tiny bikes, they're not like pocket mm-hmm. bikes, but they are smaller than you think they're going to be. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it could very yeah. easily happen.
I genuinely, though, like, I've always... Yeah. The aesthetic of the old, like, World War II
oh my God, yeah.
motorcycles.
The Enfields.
The Enfields, the like, Fuck. Triumphs, the yes. Vincents, yep. Like, that mm-hmm. that kind of 1940s motorcycle. Yep. I've always loved the yep. aesthetic of
if
that.
If you look up the Royal Enfield Himalayan,
mm.
if I remember correctly, that's the name of the bike, and oh my God.
But yeah, I don't want this huge
face.
You know, 2,000-pound motorcycle.
No, I want to be able to lift it.
Yeah.
Is, you know, in a bad situation, cuz here's the thing that you don't necessarily learn about two-wheeled motorized vehicles right away unless something bad happens, and that is if you can walk away from whatever crash, it is often expected that you will move your vehicle out of the lane of traffic,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I've had to do that, and I've had to drag
mm-hmm.
a fucking motor scooter off on the side of the road while I'm bleeding from the leg and arm, and that sucks.
Yep. Where and the difference between 400 pounds and 50 pounds is a big difference right
that is
at
a
that point in time.
Substantial difference, yeah. yes. Yeah, yeah, mm. yeah.
So, yeah, but, so yeah, having a little two-wheeled thing to...
Yeah,
just do some things around town would be great, but also four-wheel drive, little ATV, yeah. cruising around in the woods, so fun.
Bumping around on all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
So Subaru Sambars and other K-trucks are technically an ATV, and it will shock no one
mm-hmm.
that I desperately want one. They are so small. They mm-hmm. are tiny, tiny mm-hmm. trucks.
All right.
It's like a matchbox truck. It's fucking incredibly
oh my God.
Tiny.
Side tangent.
Yeah.
Jess and I saw one of them cyber trucks.
Oh. In reality?
In reality.
I'm sorry.
In Whoa. Columbia Heights.
Dear God, why?
No, like, and I didn't know this was a thing. Yep. And so, like, I'm at this, and I'm just, like, looking over, and Jess is like, oh my God. Oh my God, it's a Cybertruck. I'm like, what the fuck is this nonsense?
Mm.
And so she explained it all to mm-hmm. me, and I'm like, I have never been upset by a vehicle's design before. Like, I've never active, like, and I mean 100% serious. I looked at that thing and I was upset. I was like,
it's rendered in 16-bit graphics.
Oh yeah. My God, it was awful. Mm-hmm. Like, what? No, I am mad.
I go on Cracked, and there was an article. Mm. One of them, it was like the funniest tweets of the week, and one of them was like, "I'm sitting in this coffee shop, and there's a Cybertruck parked outside, and every single person who's walked into this coffee shop has talked about how fucking stupid that thing looks, yeah. And the person who owns it is sitting there in the corner fuming."
Well, and I think the really hard part about it for people who own them is that I think a lot of those people probably pre-ordered them well before
they knew what a fucking stuck with them
doorknob Elon Musk is and how miserable those trucks. Well, yeah, because you can't take them through a car wash, you can't manually wash them by hand, and there is a car wash mode in the options menu which voids your warranty if you use it. And they rust immediately.
Yeah, no, they
look like shit.
They don't look good. The thing is, it's very Tron, and it's not my aesthetic. But
Jessa had to tell me that it was a truck.
Yeah, no, like, it does not look like a truck.
It looks like
what
a tank, the fuck a futuristic
is
tank.
This thing? And she's like, it's a pickup truck. I'm like, no, it's not. Well, she's like, no, really, it is. Then. I'm like, yeah. You know. She's like, yeah. No, Mom, it's a pickup truck.
God damn.
Anyway, I'm going to go with two.
Right. Yeah, I'll go four. With two.
All right. Question number three. Heat or light?
Heat.
I knew you were going to say that, and that's why I'm going with
fire.
Heat.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. But I want an omelet.
Ah.
But I can stand the heat.
Same.
Yeah, I... Probably heat.
Okay.
If it's a fire thing, then heat.
I mean, if it's not a fire thing, then I don't want to be right.
Okay. Well,
if it isn't a fire thing, then your guess would be wrong. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, not necessarily. It's still a 50-50 chance of being right. I just wouldn't want to be.
Most dead. Of the... Okay. If you could have a heat lamp or like a heated rock... I want both. But yeah, I still want the heated rock. I would curl up on a heated rock.
That seems correct.
A sunny winter day. Or a dark,
like
warm,
a cloudy,
summer
warm
night.
Summer night. Ooh, yeah, warm.
I don't want the warm summer night.
I love the warm summer night.
Good. All right. So.
Well, I'm glad we did that.
I'm not.
It's a little spicy. It's a little greasy. Yeah, good. Welcome to Flavor Town. So, I love a cloudy summer day when it's, like, cool. Like, warm enough to not wear a jacket, but not sticky.
Like April 20th.
Yeah.
The perfect date.
Yes. Describe your perfect date.
I'm pretty sure it was April 26th,
she said. It was, like, right around there, yeah. Fuck, it's so funny.
Because it's cool enough to where all you need is a light jacket.
Goddamn, it's so funny.
Anyway.
Good.
Exactly. All right, I went heat.
Good reference.
All right.
Fuck.
Question number four. Album or patent?
Album or patent?
I would rather have a patent.
I would rather have a patent, yeah.
Than an album. Like, I think if I was younger, it may have actually gone the other way around. Because, you know, you like to be cool and drop the latest awesome thing. But, like, man, a patent will get you way farther in life.
Potentially, yeah.
the Wright patent.
Hmm. Yeah, they did well with those airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that the patent for toilet paper actually has the toilet paper
over the top, the right way?
The right way. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that is technically how it's supposed to be done.
The best kind of way.
Yes.
That is.
Yeah, patent for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go patent. Okay. I have. My name is on a patent, and I feel good about
it. I tried to patent something. Found out that trademarking it was easier.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
And then I never got around to doing it.
I'm going to patent this. It'd be easier to trademark. Cool.
You know, it's even easier than that.
No, once I was looking at the actual paperwork, it was like, it still costs like a lot of money to do.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So, it's just, now it's just out there and somebody could steal it. Oh, well. Question number five. House or trance?
Which electronic music? Because there's house electronic.
What is the difference?
So, trance, if I understand correctly.
Trance, you only think it sounds good because somebody hypnotized you into thinking.
I mean, I don't think
because
it sounds
of
good.
The drugs.
So,
my understanding of the difference, and this is why I think it may actually be Stefan Senpai writing these.
God damn it.
House is has a lot of drum and bass, almost like jungle, but jungle has a lot more non-musical elements to it and has a much more rapid beat structure.
Jungle?
Yeah. This is a different electronic style.
Okay, but we're talking house and trance.
Right.
Okay.
But it's house and jungle, in my understanding, have overlap.
Okay.
Where trance...
Is like George of the Jungle... Jungle?
Same word, but it's very... the thing is, I can hear the difference in my head right now.
Sorry.
I'm trying desperately to describe it. But house...
Like African beats?
But usually made by people in, like, fucking Sweden. So not actually.
Okay.
But with rhythmic patterns and with, not instrumentation, but,
just random noises?
House usually also has a vocal layer and... And
trance is
a melody.
Is trance slower?
Trance, to my understanding, is
more atmospheric.
Is more atmospheric. Has a lot more synth that has like continuous melody and less bleep bloops than a lot of early techno. So,
okay, the best I'm going to be able to do for you based off of my interpretation of what James said is that house is going to have, it's going to be faster with more beat and more beat heavy, beat and bass heavy.
Something to dance to.
And more dancey. And trance is going to be that weird shit that when you go into...
You do a bunch of E and you stare at your hands.
When you go into one of those backroom clubs in the late 20-aughts, that you're just kind of, you start to stare off into space a little bit.
Like Hoover Phonic, BT, Hybrid, I think a bunch of those are trance.
None of those made...
I have a feeling you're going to keep trying to describe it to Salsa, he's just not going to get it.
This isn't... All I really needed was house is more faster with more oomts, oomts, oomts.
Yeah.
And trance is more...
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Both are shit.
Okay.
But I would rather do uns uns because at least there's something happening.
Okay.
Whereas the atmospheric stuff is just like, why are you? Why I know? Just make it go away.
It all depends on my mood.
Same.
And my mood is generally not for either. But like, I guess I had to pick between the two. I guess house overall. Maybe for like cleaning purposes. Get a nice beat when you're cleaning the house and stuff.
I mean, like, when in my clubbing days, I would go to Ground Zero and they played Prodigy and, like, you know, metal.
I would say, I would say Prodigy is much closer to house.
Yeah, so I'm just like, this is not my scene at all.
Yeah.
I've never been big on clubbing. I've gone a few times and I'm like, okay, but all right.
Yeah. So yeah, house seems less awful. Okay, going to book or worm, which was more fiddly to use while riding in the back of a car? A book light or a worm light on a Game Boy?
Oh shit. Well, the worm light was fine. I didn't really use either of them in a car, but maybe I did.
I don't think I've used either of them
I've never owned a Game Boy, and I've never used a book light
I've
in a car.
I've only used a book light for, like, stage reading.
Yeah.
Like, very specifically being able to do... oh, there's a specific theater town.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the only time I've really used a book light.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. When I was in a car, once the light went out, you just stopped reading. And I've never owned a Game Boy, so I don't even know what a worm light.
Man, those all sound like worm lights. Fancy
just plugged into the little auxiliary port, and they had a coil with a little like UFO up on the top that had an LED.
That seems unfiddly.
It really wasn't very fiddly. Yeah, it was
book light then.
It wasn't fiddly.
That's what I'm saying. Which is more fiddly? So probably book light.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
Okay. Question number 2, 2 or 4. Which electronic toys do you remember depleting their batteries faster?
Oh.
Ones that use 2 AA's or ones that use 4 AA's? I have no fucking idea. I never stopped to think about how many batteries anything had, ever.
I was about to say, as a kid, like, basically, it would die, and then our parents would be like, oh, it's broken. They didn't actually replace.
You could point to any item in my house and say how many batteries goes in that thing, and I would not know the answer to it.
Right.
Oh, I was always very acutely aware of that because my parents were, they were like, well, unless you buy more batteries for it, you're going to get, I'm not replacing these batteries this week. You're going to have to wait until next week, and then I'll give you another set of AA's for that.
Mm.
But, you know... because that helped with a lot of the noisy toys and like flashing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Stuff
makes sense. I this day, those remotes. I don't know if they're 2 batteries or 4 or 6 or I couldn't fucking tell you.
Only thing I can think of that I knew of what type of batteries is Wiimote, and that wasn't for me as a kid. That was for Jess as a kid. So
sure.
And we had the rechargeable things, but they never lasted as long as they should have.
Yeah, those were...
They weren't great. It was a great idea.
It was.
But, yeah,
they did not. Yeah, early rechargeable video game shit was real bad.
Yeah.
But the I would say, usually if something takes 4 or more batteries, it's something that uses batteries super heavily. And so, for some reason, having 2 AA's in something, it seems to last longer than the 4 AA's.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Question number 3, heat or light? Mm. If you had a Play School glow worm as a kid, do you remember it for the soft light it gave off? Or the head getting really hot if it stayed on for too long?
I didn't have one. A friend of mine had one, and I only really remember the light. I didn't play with it much, so I wouldn't have known. Yeah,
I did not have one.
That I could have used it as a heating pad.
Yeah, I did not have one, but my sibling did. I don't remember which one, but I know one of my siblings had one, so the only thing I remember is the light.
I'm pretty sure I had one. I definitely remember the light. I don't remember the heat.
Okay, well, light all around.
Light all around.
Question number 4, album or patent? Which type of published work is more interesting to have credit on? A music album or a patent?
I think I kind of called that one.
Yeah, same. You did. Same.
Yeah.
Yours truly is credited on U.S. patent number 9,106,171.
Excellent.
Go you.
Yeah.
Oh, so it is Stefan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not Rob.
Yeah, Rob's patent would be like a fart straw. And he'd be like, what do you do with it?
Trademark.
It's a straw for farts.
Trademark. Fart covered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit, we literally did invent that. Okay.
Yeah, we need to patent that.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
See what we can do about it.
We'll have patent number 9,666.
That sounds correct.
Yeah. Question number 5, house or trance, which genre of techno music is a better soundtrack for a long car trip? Neither. Neither. Never. No. Don't do that to yourself. Why would you do that?
What I've discovered is that I am terrible at keeping responsible speed when I am listening to techno.
I just use cruise control.
I also use cruise control as much as possible.
I also do that, but I will, like, my foot finds the pedal.
Really?
Yeah. It's, there is something about a driving beat. That and, like, listening to Fish perform Speed Racer.
I can just cruise control, and honestly, I even take my foot away a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
To keep myself from trying to go faster.
The arthritis in my knees means that I can't leave my legs in a same position for too long.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I have to move my feet around, otherwise my knees hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I put on the cruise control. That's why I bought my car and they didn't have a cruise, and I was like, I will buy this car if you put in a cruise control for me.
Yeah.
Because I have to have that.
It's the same.
Otherwise, my knees are just in screaming pain if I drive for over an hour.
Mm. Yeah. I'm my lower back. We're fucking old friends. I would say trance is more interesting for longer periods of time for me.
That was the first time NPR. I've ever heard trance labeled as interesting.
I don't think I would drive to either, really.
If Orbital is trance.
I listen to history podcasts and Irish music.
Yeah. No, same, actually. Actually, I generally listen to whatever Joe puts on because I don't care and he cares more.
Yep. Closing thoughts. Hope this gets to you in time for tonight. It did.
Thank you so much.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have any shout-outs for tonight?
I would like to give a shout-out to Tim and Pat for coordinating the annual bar crawl again. It's always a delight. I appreciate being invited every time. It's very kind of them. And thank you.
Yeah. Shout out to the Bell Museum. Fucking awesome. Yeah. Also, I love a planetarium and the buildings that they are housed in.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to summer camp. Yes, that too. But also, I wish I could go back to summer camp.
Same.
Like, we went to family camp last year, and it was a fucking hoot. I loved it. I want to do that again.
I miss summer camp.
I
think that's why we go to Fest, friends.
It might be.
I didn't really go to summer camp much growing up.
You went to Fest.
I went to Fest, mostly. Also, service to others in rural Minnesota, where I helped build decks and paint houses.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it was actually a very good time.
I'm glad that you did it, but that's not anything like learning archery from someone who's barely qualified to run a power saw.
Yeah,
I didn't get those experiences. I did help people.
Yeah. No, which is the great part.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, wasn't the camp experience most of my friends talk about.
Yeah, no. Going to tie-dye shirts and make wicker baskets and
friendship bracelets
and going to learn on nature walks and learning different bird calls and then
that actually really is what I learned to do growing up at a Renaissance festival.
I
did learn about dying from the demonstrations and carding wool and how to make a bracelet and yeah, all no, that. Yeah,
sounds like a fucking hoot. I would love to do that. Yeah. Anyway, no, that was my best time. Mm-hmm. Summer camps. Fucking awesome. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Well, if you're going to be at Convergence, James and I will be there.
Come see us.
I can fuck right off.
And hope it does.
I'll be at home.
If the safaris are anything to go by.
But, hang out. Convergence room 5116, the Jasmine Dragon. We will be serving coffee and tea from 8 a.m. until at least 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Also stop by for Saturday morning cartoons. If you can do basic math, you might figure out which cartoon will be playing.
Yes.
At the Jasmine Dragon.
Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with math?
Oh, my God. Anyway, come by and see us. Right. Get your coffee, get your tea. Mm-hmm. Get your chill time in. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah. That.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to plug it, even though none of you are going to go there. But the Black Hills Renaissance Festival is this weekend in the Black Hills of South Dakota, in Leeds, South Dakota, which is 10 minutes away from Deadwood. So I'm
just the other side of Follow, South Dakota.
I'm definitely going to go probably see like Wild Bill's grave and stuff like Calamity Jane's grave and things like that.
Yeah. If you get the opportunity, check out the Black Hills Maze.
Like, is it like a corn maze?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Is it a maze maze?
It's amazing.
They have that written on the outside.
I'm sure. Yeah, no, it's been...
We can all do basic marketing.
It's been like 30 years since I've been like any significant amount of time out that direction. Like, I was trying to figure out, like, the last time I actually like spent any time in Rapid City... I was like 15. So this is going to be kind of a homecoming for me.
I was about 14 when I took a trip to South Dakota, through South Dakota. Yeah,
I lived there for a summer. Like my brother was living there at the time.
Nice.
My cousin still lives there, but anyway, that's whatever. Black Hills, South Dakota, Renaissance Festival, Casimir. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Stefan for sending in the Fast Five.
The Real.
The Real, Stefan.
Senpai?
He's a soccer club. Real Stefan.
definitely not Rob-bubba.
No. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat that fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.